Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Bear Tooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Becky, I don't know how you survived years of broadcasting without drinking coffee. Our nice producer, Caden, says, Becky, can I get you a cup of coffee or anything? He never asked me that question. No, I'm just joking. But Becky's like, no, actually, I don't drink coffee. How did you do a morning show without drinking coffee?
Isn't that crazy?
When I was in basic training with the Army, like, that was the one thing where I was like, man, I just needed my coffee. Like, that was, like, the hardest thing to not have was coffee.
No, I never developed a taste for it. I didn't. It's just so bitter. And everybody, why don't you drink coffee? That's amazing. And I said, so
are you American?
Right. Yeah, I know. Yeah. They look at me really skeptically, like, what is she on?
Yeah.
She's a communist. But I'm just not into coffee. It's bitter, and I have to load it down with so much cream and sugar and all of that. I'd rather have a donut.
Yeah.
You know? So
there are some good donuts out
there.
Right?
Yeah, and that's more satisfying than a cup of coffee. But I get it. Mitch loves his coffee. 3-4 cups a day. So
police officer, that's standard issue.
And he was a fireman
That's more important than your pistol. if you don't have that cup of coffee.
Maybe you shouldn't have the pistol
if you don't have your coffee yet. Yeah, you might
but
be
for
little,
me, I never needed it.
Yeah.
So. But I love the smell of it.
We were joking off air, though, as we were talking about this, because I'm like, yeah, you know, in basic training now, they probably make them mocha frappuccinos.
Right.
Oh, would you like whipped cream on that, private? You know, not my day. We couldn't even have coffee in basic training.
It was probably considered a hostile work environment if they don't have coffee anymore, right?
Oh, I would think so. Yeah, because I showed up at my first National Guard drill training weekend. I was with Charlie Company in Missoula at the time with the infantry. And, you know, I'd just gotten out of basic and AIT infantry, which is welcome to the suck. Sand Hill, Fort Benning, Georgia. And I get to drill weekend. I'm like, we can have coffee? They're like, yeah, you can have coffee. I was like, okay, good. I'm not in basic training anymore. All right, this is great.
That was a good day, right?
Yeah, it was a great day. Yeah. Oh, man. Yesterday, you've had those days in TV especially where one thing goes wrong, and then before you know it, everything else goes wrong.
Oh, yes.
Technical snafu after technical snafu, but we still got on the air, and we had John Jackson was here the whole time and had a great show, so whatever, you just roll with it.
You do roll with it. I know one time when I used to anchor in Madison, Wisconsin, and we had a 10 o'clock show one night that from the rolling, the open, to the closing credits, there was not one story in that whole show that went as planned. Everything was it was an abomination of a newscast. And during the commercials, my co-anchor and I were looking at each other like, what is going
on? And you're on camera the whole time.
Exactly.
Like, what do I do? You're the face of this whole train wreck happening.
Yes, the anxiety was just welling up in us. And then finally, at the end of the show, we were so glad to put that to bed. The door between the control room and the studio was open, and our director yelled a bunch of expletives that went over the air, and he got fired the next day.
Oh, yeah, because that'll happen. Yeah.
That's
a big no-no. Yeah, but, you know, the beauty of it is we could have had the best show in the world today or yesterday, and tomorrow still got to do a show.
Right.
And same thing. If it wasn't the best, it's a brand new day today.
Exactly.
So it's a good lesson in life anyway.
It is.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny conditions for today and some increasing clouds late. High temperature readings ranging from the mid-40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. For tonight, we'll see chances for snow showers moving into Bozeman and the accumulation an inch or less with a few rain showers possible in the Billings area. Low near 30 in Bozeman, mid-30s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley.
Me Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
No one can say this is some kind of surprise from President Trump, like wanting Canada to be the 51st state or wanting to buy Greenland. But he said during the campaign again and again that he wanted to abolish the Education Department. And while that officially needs the approval of Congress, yesterday with an executive order, he all but decimated the department. Now, it gives out plenty of money, multi-billion dollar and even multi-trillion dollar grants for federal student loans, aid to students with disabilities, aid to schools with high poverty districts. That's all going to continue, but without a staff to oversee it, what about the waste, fraud, and abuse? The coverage has generally been negative about this, even though everybody acknowledges that American test scores are not great, but the president is delivering on one of his promises, and nobody in the media can say they're surprised. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast's like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Are you...
Big topics... Big ideas. Big Sky. Montana Talks.
And you can add to that, we're looking at the bright side with Becky Hillier here on a beautiful Friday morning on this Freedom Friday. We're looking out over the Beartooth Mountains
now. Gorgeous.
Looks like a painting out there as we look out, and you can see the Priors off in the distance as well. With a little blue and a little pink out there on the horizon. You've got your Wisconsin red glasses on today.
I do.
So I know you were struggling with this because you were a longtime TV anchor in Madison, Wisconsin, you know, home of the Wisconsin Badgers. They played the Montana Grizzlies in men's basketball last night, and you were kind of like, who do I cheer for, the Montana team or or your Wisconsin guys? But you're kind of more of a Bobcat anyway.
I am.
And you got the Lady Cats today, right?
Yes. And they haven't they had just an amazing season?
Remarkable season,
And they just re-signed Trisha Binford, I guess. I don't know how many years, but she's been a fantastic coach for them. So, yeah, I am a Bobcats fan. Mitch went to MSU. Our daughter graduated from MSU. Our son went to MSU for a while. So I've just always leaned toward the Bobcats. However, whenever the Grizz make it to the national stage, and I know you're a proud Grizz, whenever they make it to the national stage, you know, I have state pride, so I don't wish them any ill, and I will root for them. But they were playing the Badgers yesterday, and I do love my Badgers.
Yeah.
So I figured, okay, whichever team wins, I'm going to win, because either Montana wins or Wisconsin wins.
That's the way.
And Wisconsin won.
Yeah,
so.
Although it was amazed. I went and looked back at the score, and the Grizz held their own. I mean, that half, I mean, they were only down 8 points. And
they pulled within four at one point.
Really?
They did.
See, I was going to try to listen to the game on my drive back from Plentywood, but I had the timing all wrong. So so then when I went to go listen to the game, I was like, oh, the game's already over. All right, well, there we go. But the Lady Cats play today, and they won what, like, basically like a buzzer beater against the Lady Grizz in Boise back at the Big Sky Conference Championships. So, March Madness, I know mostly the men get all the attention, but a lot of good reasons to watch the women. Some of the best basketball games I've watched in person were the women's basketball games.
Oh, man. Well, and I have an affinity toward basketball because I lived for basketball when I was growing up. I mean, I was the kid in the neighborhood bugging the neighbors because as soon as the sun rose in the summertime, I was out there in the driveway with my basketball, shooting shots, hitting the garage door, making a lot of noise in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But I loved it. So, and I like football and I love all college sports, but I think, you know, for me, because I played basketball, I can identify with it more, and it's just more exciting to watch.
Apparently, Caden is not a Wisconsin fan, so he won't be offering you coffee anymore next time you show.
I'm sorry, not sorry, Caden.
apparently, you were going to go for a run earlier this morning. You were going to go jogging earlier this
morning. Yes, but you know, I'm a faithful girl, and Proverbs says the wicked run when no one is chasing them. So
Yeah.
There's that.
I saw this on, so Becky Hillier always shares these funny things. That's why we wanted to get her on the show here, you know, every Freedom Friday, because she shares just, you know, not only a look at the bright side of things, but also some really funny stuff on her Facebook page as well. And so, yeah, this is what she shared about an hour ago. I wanted to go jogging today, but Proverbs 28:1 says, the wicked run when no one is chasing them. So there goes that. So canceled the run.
So I just drove up here instead of, you know, running somewhere else. Yeah.
You know, I have a bad back from, you know, speaking of time in the infantry and then some hard parachute landings and things like that. But so it was funny, though. When I had to run, I was like, oh, I guess I better go for a run. I hated to run, right?
Right.
And then now that you can't run, you're like, man, it'd be really nice to go do that.
Oh, my gosh. You're speaking my language.
That run up Airport Road and then down along the rims and Billings and then back through downtown. Mm-hmm. But so it's just funny. It's like when you can do something, when you have to do something, you're like, oh, man.
Right.
But then when you can no longer do it, you're like, oh, it'd be really nice to go for a run again.
I have said that so many times, and I've never been a runner. I mean, I was in track and, of course, played basketball, but I've never been a runner. I have never, you know, ran just for the enjoyment of it. But now that I, you know, really can't, I think, well, it'd be really great to go for a run. And I think, who am I? am I doing? What happened to me? But when something's taken away, you naturally want to have it back or be able to do it.
Yeah.
So
it reminds me of one of my favorite, and I'm so bad at movie quotes or just quotes in general, but it was, remember Home Improvement with Tool Time, Tim Allen. And his neighbor across the fence where you'd only see his eyes. And his neighbor one time, and I forget the neighbor's name, I know somebody will message us on the Montana Talks app, but his neighbor one time said, when on adventure, man dreams of home. When at home, man dreams of adventure.
Yes.
And it's kind of the same thing here, which is like, yeah, you can't do something, you wish you could do it. And when you have to do something, you're like, man, I wish I didn't have to do it.
Yeah, but I think, you know, like we were talking about your show yesterday in Plentywood that didn't go necessarily as planned. You get a little bored and comfy in your comfort zone, which for you is your studio. And so you think, I'm going to challenge myself, or I'm going to go out and do something
else.
Let's
get out of here.
Awesome. And then you go.
It was.
It didn't go as planned.
It
had a lot of problems. Yes.
Yeah.
So what happens? Then you come back to the studio and you think, whew, man, this feels good to be here. It's my safety net.
I got
my
coffee.
I'm the king of my studio.
Got a computer that I can play my audio on if we need to or whatever. Yeah. Speaking of running, did you see the guy who won the L.A. Marathon was one of the track stars at MSU?
Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah, he won the, I'm spacing his name right now, but yeah, one of the track stars from Montana State University just won the L.A. Marathon. I saw a few folks tweeting and posting about that.
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. There might even be a story on our Montana Talks website right now as well. And yeah, running into some farmers up there, two of the track stars at MSU right now, we're track stars up in Plentywood, Montana. So
no way.
That was kind of fun running
That's
into
awesome.
Them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Running into them?
Running it, yes.
See, you did it.
Well, dad jokes just come. You don't even intend to do dad jokes, and dad jokes come out.
That's You're dadding so hard right now.
Was it Matt Richman or Matt Richtman? Somebody will have the answer for us. I'll find out. We'll tell you right after this.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
I've spent a career explaining to people that the stock market and the economy are two different things, and that the whims of exuberance and panic that wax and wane on Wall Street don't necessarily mean that the economy is doing the same thing, except in early 2025, that is, because this time the contraction in the economy might be just as severe as what major stock indices have been experiencing over the last few weeks. Although we won't get the official word until next month, all the pieces are in place for a sizable negative quarter for GDP, the measure of total economic output. Consumption in particular is nosediving. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment plunged by 11% this month. Spending is flat and credit card companies are dialing back their projections. None of this is definitive. The job growth in particular is still happening. But the whipsaws of policy changes, and particularly the dizzying announcement of tariffs that factor into prices, have created uncertainty that's causing both consumers and businesses to pause. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. It turns out the majority of Americans are lying through their teeth at the dentist's office. A survey conducted by Talker Research and commissioned by Aspen Dental asked 2,000 Americans about their dental hygiene. 57% of those surveyed said they lie to their dentist during appointments. Almost half believe their dentist can see through their lies. A third surveyed said they lie because they don't want their dentist to think less of them. 45% haven't been to the dentist in the last year. Almost one in five haven't been in 5 years. The study also looking at obstacles to dental care, with 24% saying anxiety keeps them from going to see the dentist, affecting 29% of women and 17% of men. The American Dental Association recommends going for a checkup on average every 6 months. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It can be tricky to determine your payroll withholding taxes. I'm Hillary Barsky with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Payroll deductions are very hard to calculate, CPA and tax attorney Alan J. Strauss.
It's kind of dependent on what kinds of other expenses you have that might reduce your taxable income.
For example,
you had a salary of $100,000, but you had very large medical bills. That might decrease your actual tax liability, so you might want less money withheld.
It's a good idea to gauge a few months into the year to see where you are and where your income will be and how much liability you'll have, and either you or an accountant can do the calculations. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordland.
Representatives Josh Riley, a New York Democrat, and Dusty Johnson, a South Dakota Republican, along with others, have introduced the Lowering Egg Prices Act. The bipartisan bill would lower egg prices for consumers by cutting bureaucratic red tape that forces farmers to discard hundreds of millions of eggs each year. Federal regulations require farmers to refrigerate eggs immediately after they are laid. But that rule doesn't distinguish between table eggs, which are raw products that need to be refrigerated, and breaker eggs, which are pasteurized for use in everyday grocery products like salad dressing, cake mix, and pasta. This has forced chicken farmers to throw away almost 400 million perfectly good eggs every year. The lawmakers write that the rule didn't make any sense when it was enacted and makes even less sense now when egg prices are too high. They continued, saying the Lower Egg Prices Act undoes unnecessary regulations, puts hundreds of millions of eggs on the market, and lowers grocery bills. Now looking to livestock markets, the most recent Superior Livestock Video Auction had cattle from right here in Montana, heifers that is, replacement quality heifers weighing 550 to 600 pounds, see a price of $3.27, while feeder steers weighing 7 to 750 pounds saw a price of $3.14. I'm Wayne Northland.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, back to it here with Becky Hillier, looking at the bright side of things every Freedom Friday. Wilson was the
yes.
neighbor's name in Home Improvement. Thanks. I had Aaron in Roundup and yep. Jay in Drummond. Hey, great to have a listener out in Drummond. That's
yeah.
that's really cool. Yeah. You know, sending us a message on the app here. Probably must be picking us up on KXTL or maybe listening in on the Montana Talks app. Cause,
yeah, that's great.
I wonder if he's picking us up out of Butte right now. So that's very cool. Yeah. And then this is really cool. I was just telling Becky about this. So you know how you... We used to Google everything. Like
yeah.
if you had a question or if you wanted to find information, you would Google it.
Right.
Well, we know that Google's kind of a train wreck here. I've found that now if I ask Google for information, Google does their best to not give me the information. And so I go to Grok all the time now. Grok
oh.
is Elon Musk's AI platform. And so we were just talking about how, yeah, a Montana State University alum was the winner of the LA Marathon. And it's kind of funny because I asked Grok, I just said MSU alum won LA Marathon, and I forget that UM and MSU
right.
To us in Montana,
we know what they are.
There's only one UM and there's only one MSU.
Exactly.
I forget that, you know, to the rest of the country, there's Michigan State right. University. There's, yeah. you know, so anyway. But, yeah, they say this. Matt, and I hope I'm pronouncing his last name right here, Matt Richtman, a former Montana State University student, won the Los Angeles Marathon on March 16th with a time of 2 hours, 7 minutes, and 56 seconds.
That's great.
Becoming the first American man to win the race in 31 years.
Is that not impressive?
How cool is that?
Yeah. That is amazing. So good for him and representing Montana.
Yeah, well, and MSU's had, you know, some strong track performances mm-hmm. here lately. But, yeah, we, you know, Becky, you and I were talking about there is so much news. Every single one of us are constantly inundated with so much information that it's easy, like if you're not a big runner, mm-hmm. to let a big story like this kind of just slip through the cracks, or you just scroll, you see it, and then you just keep moving. But that's a huge accomplishment.
It is a huge accomplishment. And you had said, you know, back in the day, this would have been headline news in local newscasts and maybe even national news. And now, because we do have that steady diet of news from the moment we wake up in the morning until we go to bed at night, we just have such a steady diet of breaking and urgent and developing stories that it does get overlooked. But it's a huge accomplishment, and I'm sure he's very proud of himself in his own right.
Yeah, this was from KCAL News. Just his second ever marathon race. It's his second marathon. He won Sunday's LA Marathon. Yeah. For the Montana State cross country standout, he said the inspiration for doing the 26-mile race came from the running community, and he talked about how it took months of dedicated training. Let's see. His coach at a Caneland High School in Illinois told CBS News Chicago that Richtman was, quote, the best competitor we had ever seen.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool, yeah.
You know, you go into something like that, and he's the first American to win the LA Marathon in 31 years, like you said. He must have gone in feeling kind of like an underdog. You know, this pipe dream, well, maybe I'll win. I'm just going to do the best I can. And he won, but it just goes to show what practice and perseverance and positive attitude and ambition can do. And he ended up placing first. He won. He beat everybody in the field.
Including the guys from Kenya.
Yes.
Have you ever seen these
Kenya, amazing
these
to
Kenyan
watch.
Marathon yeah. runners? My goodness.
Amazing.
So, we ran the, I wonder if Captain Bruce is listening out in Orlando, Florida right now. He was a full-bird Navy captain that I served with in East Africa. And it's fun. I'll get messages from him on the app because he's listening in from Orlando, Florida. But they had, what was the race? It was a race in Djibouti, and so what was that race? Oh, the Ibara, the Ibara. Anyway, what was the freaking run there? Now I got to ask Grok that because my old man brain can't remember.
Stay tuned.
The Grand Barra.
Oh, there you go.
Was this? I think it was only a 15K, and so our whole team of guys are like, "Let's do it," and so I'm like, "Okay, let's do it."
Boy.
I'm like. And, you know, we show up, and I think I had a Montana football, you know, tank top on
yeah.
and, like, long basketball shorts, you know, and, you know, pasty white thighs like the Bill Clinton 90s. And, you know, you could have beer on the base in Africa. So
wow.
let's just say I was not in the shape that I was in when I was in Iraq and Afghanistan. But, yeah, let's do this 15K. So it's run by the French. And there's people from all over the world that are running in this Grand Barra race just out in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
You're out in the middle of the desert in East Africa. And so anyway, it was just kind of funny. We had Spud from Whitehall was in the race, and he's a beast, so he did great. Scott Owens out of Shelby, Montana was there, and my buddy Jared was there. And, yeah, we were the Montana boys representing.
You didn't win the L.A. Marathon, but you won something in your own right.
The Kenyans, though, these guys, they had, and the Europeans had the shortest shorts ever.
Oh.
And then here we are just in long gym shorts, looking like we just woke up late for a
pasty
college
Montanans.
Class. Yeah, typical, right? Survived the Grand Barra of 15K. But it was funny. Do you remember the movie The Other Guys with Mark Wahlberg?
I do, yeah.
Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell. And the tuna versus the lion, when Will Ferrell freaks out on Mark Wahlberg mm-hmm. in this epic rant. Go to YouTube if you've never seen it. It's funny. But so I'm getting to the finish line, and I think, and there's my buddy Scott from Shelby, in, you know, cheering me on as I make it to finally towards the finish line.
And so I had to throw out my other guy's line. It's not going to be days or weeks, but hour 45, no problem, you know. So it was a nice little, you know, a little fun, a little extra boost just before you make it to the finish
absolutely.
Line.
Yeah.
You got a great look at the bright side story for us here today out of Laurel, Montana.
Out of Laurel, Montana, yeah. So Lori Parpart was a very savvy businesswoman. She owned a few consignment shops with Gently Loved clothing, had a great business sense, and she also had this huge heart for people and for helping people. Very strong faith. And so she ended up starting this business in Laurel, and it's one of the most recognizable storefronts in Laurel, Blessed Beginnings. And that store really was born from a dream that she had after she was in a very serious accident with both of her granddaughters in the car. And they were hit by a beat truck off King Avenue. And the girls, her granddaughters, who were young at the time, were fine. But Lori suffered a lot of injuries and debilitating pain over the years from that. But when she was in the hospital having surgery and recovering, she had this dream, this vision of this store. And Blessed Beginnings came to her in this vision. And so she felt that that was a call from God to do something great in the Laurel community. So she opened up this Blessed Beginnings store, which is really kind of eclectic. It's a mixture of a thrift store, a consignment store. They have everything from Bibles to food to clothing. And what she started doing was putting together little grab bags of food or toiletries, personal hygiene items, clothes. And if someone was down on their luck and they came in, she would give them some food. She would give them what they needed, no charge, no questions asked, no judgment, no shame. And they knew that they could come there and be filled up and be seen as a worthy person, even if they were in the depths of despair. And she just loved on everybody. She would pray over people when they came in. She had such a love for her fellow man and really wanted to do some good in the community. Well, Lori passed away suddenly last October, and her granddaughter Jessica and her daughter Dawn are now running the store. And Jessica, from the time she was just a baby, was raised in Blessed Beginnings, watching her grandma treat people with such kindness and empathy. And Dawn saw that in her mom as well. So Dawn and Jessica are running the store. Dawn has expanded it now to where she's added a refrigerator so they can have perishable food. They have a little food pantry that they bless people with food, with clothing, whatever they need to get them through those hard times.
That is absolutely incredible. Thanks for sharing that story with us, Becky. And of course, keeping, you know, the legacy alive there.
Yes.
That is so incredible. Laurel, what a great community Laurel is.
I know, so great. Such a small community doing such good things.
Great to see you as always.
Life out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, you can call in. We got the phone lines open for you. That's one of the great things about being back in studio is much easier to take your phone calls. That was one of the calls I was supposed to have yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour was Governor Greg Gianforte. But that's all right. He's going to call back in later today. So lots to talk about with the governor. Let's see. Where do we start? You can message us on the Montana Talks app, or you can give us a call right now if you got something you want to talk about. Let's start with Evan in Belt. Evan sent us a message last night. Let's just read it. Just got this message here. Let's just read it for you. Obama squandered $80 billion on the failed solar energy company, Solyndra. And at the time, the left damn near touted it as the greatest thing since sliced bread. Biden leaves $85 billion of military assets in Afghanistan and crickets from the left. Oh, except we got a watch check when our heroes came home in body bags. Trump sets up Doge to help save our country from bankruptcy, and somehow the left thinks he's a Nazi and a you-know-what. A hole.
I think they need to look in the mirror. Yeah, all of these protests that they're doing, this is Trump derangement syndrome on steroids. And Chuck Schumer, that was one audio clip I probably should have grabbed. Chuck Schumer, Hannity had it yesterday on the radio. Waters had it last night. But Chuck Schumer was on camera, caught on camera, basically bragging about how, oh, yeah, we're sending our operatives to all these Republican town halls. We're sending our operatives to these Republican districts to go cause trouble. They want the American people to think, and they've got a willing accomplice with the left-wing media. They want the American people to think that what Trump is doing right now is not popular and that there's all these people that are opposed to it. It's astroturf. It's phony. And the American people aren't buying it. You look at the polling that's actually going on out there, and the American people are, you know, for the first time in a long time, feel like our country is headed in the right direction finally. I think the American people are finally of the, you know, fully awakened to the threat facing the country, the threat from within. And a big part of that threat from within is our massive debt, $36 trillion with a T, dollars in debt. And then Joe Biden left a $2 trillion deficit just for this year alone that would pile on top of that if something is not done. And so, people, you know, great veterans like Evan and Belt get it, that something has to be done to save this country. And something's got to be done to get this country moving back in the right direction. I mean, that's one of the things I want to chat with Governor Gianforte about later today is his efforts and our efforts to rebuild the industrial base here in Montana. How do we make our timber industry great again? How do we make our mining industry great once again? And, of course, part of that is what the governor has already been touting, which is getting this copper mine near White Sulphur Springs, Montana, up and running. Speaking of copper, you know, ask your friends in Uptown Butte right now, hey, what's the price of copper today? And, you know, typically, you know, somebody in Uptown Butte's going to have the answer for you because that's how important copper is to Butte, America. Let me pull up some sound bites that I snagged here. Oh, actually, I just realized I was, during one of the last breaks, I was pulling up some Fox News Radio stories just so that I could, you know, be on top of, you know, some of the news, what was going on in the national news. Let me see here. Let's throw that in my folder. Okay, let me pull up these Fox News clips for you here because there's one dealing with copper tying right in with this very story here. I saw a printed version of this story here. President Trump signing an executive order to expedite and expand American production of critical minerals. This is a related story here where they're looking at tariffs and copper in particular. Let's get to this Fox News Radio story first, and then I'll have more details on President Trump's executive order to expand and expedite American production of critical minerals here in just a second. First, though, this comes from Max Gordon with Fox Business. He is at the Kennecott Copper Mine down in Utah. So here you go.
Not enough copper mines or smelters to meet demand, meaning nearly half of the copper used in the U.S. is imported. Here's Clayton Walker, Chief Operating Officer for copper here at the Kennecott Mine.
Right now the demand in the U.S. is 2 million tons. We expect that to get up to close to 4.5 over the next decade. What's driving that demand? AI, data centers, energy grid components.
If 25% copper tariffs go into effect, it'll likely raise the price of copper here in the U.S. That's good for domestic copper mines and smelters, but Rio Tinto, which runs this mine, is international, so tariffs will likely be a mixed bag for Rio Tinto. In Harriman, Utah, Max Gordon, Fox Business.
All right, there you go. So that's part of this really multi-prong effort by President Trump to make mining in America great again. But it's not just about expanding mining because it's good for jobs and because it's good for revenue. It's because we need access
to these critical materials that we are dependent on other countries for right now. And remember, Joe Biden and John Tester had this country on the brink of World War III. In fact, Donald Trump is still, you know, doing a full court press to try to stop World War III from breaking out right now. But look at how dependent we are on other countries, sometimes hostile countries, or at least not the friendliest of countries, for some of these very materials that we have right here in Montana. Here's another story here from Fox Business, because we are your Fox News radio affiliate here on these very stations carrying Montana Talks. And so we get access to see, you know, some of the stories they're working on, et cetera. President Trump signed an executive order to expedite and expand American production of critical minerals. The president invoking wartime powers under the Defense Production Act to boost domestic mining production as he calls for the immediate approval of permits. The order also directing Interior Secretary Doug Burgum to prioritize identifying all federal lands known to hold mineral deposits and reserves. The White House says the order will, quote, create jobs, fuel prosperity, and significantly reduce our reliance on foreign nations as materials like cobalt, lithium, and copper are used in the defense, tech, and aerospace industries. The move is part of Trump's efforts to compete with China, the world's largest producer of rare earth elements. All this is the president also says the long-awaited minerals deal signing with Ukraine is coming, quote, very shortly. So there's the latest on that front. When I see that news, it's like, yes, let's get the Stillwater mine back up and running, you know, at greater capacity, you know, where we saw hundreds of miners laid off under the Biden Tester administration. Let's get these mines near Libby and Troy, Montana, up and running. Heck, even if you got those mines up and running, well, there's more mining opportunities in Montana. And, of course, what certainly seems on a more immediate path to finally happening is the copper mine near White Sulphur Springs, Montana. So all this stuff is so greatly needed right now. Look, you talk about more revenue. You have the ability to do things. You have the ability to make home improvements, for example. And, of course, springtime is a great time to do some home improvements. What about your windows? With that cold weather we saw here over the past couple of months, I'll bet you could feel the cold coming through those windows. Well, get a hold of YHIC, your home improvement company. They've got an unbeatable deal, 50% off your window purchase. Minimum of 4 windows. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Plus, easy financing. 0 down, 0 interest, and 0 payments for 12 months. That's 2026. Call 406-948-2836 today to schedule your free in-home consultation. It's a limited-time offer you don't want to miss. Let me repeat that. 50% off your window purchase. Minimum of 4 windows. Call 406-948-2836 right now. You're going to love the difference with your home improvement company. Go to YHIC.com to find out how. Speaking of copper, one of the things that was mentioned in that Fox Business Radio report that we just aired for you was energy. The demands for more energy, for more electricity, the demands for our grid. Energy Secretary Chris Wright, you know, he's got a home here in Montana and spends a lot of time here in Montana. One clip that I had ready to rock and roll for you yesterday with Chris Wright talking about just AI and data centers and the importance of the demand for more energy. I had that ready to rock and roll for you yesterday. I'll play it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary, not available in all states or situations.
Fox News commentary.
The vicious way unhinged leftists are going after Elon Musk and Tesla shows just how far they'll go to destroy what and who they disagree with. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janice Dean Podcast. Join me every Sunday and Monday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
America's listening to Fox News.
The left used to love Elon Musk and even more his electric vehicle innovation, Tesla. But now, since Elon has aligned himself with Trump and is actively working to shrink government, the left has a personal vendetta against him and all he's created. Not only are Tesla dealerships being set ablaze, but Democrat political leaders are actively cheering for the downfall of the company and its stockholders. In fact, failed VP candidate Tim Walz did that very thing on stage this week. He, no kidding, bragged about falling Tesla stock as if the downfall of an American company is something to celebrate. But this is a pattern for the left. They truly hate Donald Trump and anyone associated with him far more than they love America. Is this how they're going to garner favor with the American people? I don't think so. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With partly to mostly sunny conditions for today and some increasing clouds late. High temperature readings ranging from the mid-40s in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. For tonight, we'll see chances for snow showers moving into Bozeman and accumulation an inch or less with a few rain showers possible in the Billings area. Low near 30 in Bozeman, mid-30s in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Fobley.
Hey, do you guys remember that movie Carlito's Way? I'm reloaded, except for this one is I'm deported. That's right, Tren de Aragua, you're out of here. President Donald J. Trump deporting these violent Venezuelan prison gang members who were in this country illegally and even the ones arrested here in Montana. You're out of here. Check out that story. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, we had great...
And don't know how to get one? We do. Come see the professionals at Rimrock Mattress.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, this is yet another one coming from Rapid Response 47, which is the rapid response team from the White House, from the Trump White House on X. Energy Secretary Chris Wright was on with Brett Baer on Fox News talking about how China is going all out on AI, which has massive national security implications. You know, earlier when we had Becky Hillier in the house, I used AI. I used Grok, which is Elon Musk's AI platform built into X, formerly known as Twitter. So look at all this gobbledygook I'm talking about here this morning. But that's how when I had a question, you know, you used to Google it. You used to ask Google to find information for you. And then we've all found out, wow, Google does not have America's best interests at heart. Google is a part of undermining the United States of America and pushing a left-wing agenda. And Google does more to prevent you from finding information or to push you in the wrong direction than Google does to actually give you good information. So we don't Google it anymore. And so I just go to Grok. So I was like, hey, Grok, who is the Montana State University alum who just won the LA Marathon? First American man in 31 years. And Grok, boom, in seconds, just spits out the answer. It spits out accurate information and spits out the sources that they use, that this AI tool used to give you the information. So you can go check their work, right? But AI, as Energy Secretary Chris Wright is pointing out here, has massive national security implications as well. But that's going to take Colstrip, Montana. It's going to take not only Colstrip, it's going to take everything, frankly. The hydropower dams, you name it. We need more electricity, not less.
The build-out of America data centers is a big deal. It's going to increase energy demand, some say by 15% by 2030. Can America meet that demand?
Not only can we meet that demand, we must meet that demand.
This is, I liken it to the Manhattan Project, where we had to build an atomic bomb before Nazi Germany. China is going all out on AI, and it has massive national security implications, as well as the business productivity and consumer products we love so much. It has massive national security implications. We need to stay ahead in the AI arms race, and you're right. It takes a lot of energy to power AI, but America's an energy powerhouse. We're the biggest producer of oil and natural gas in the world by far. Can we grow that? The biggest challenge is going to be building the electrical grid and the electric production infrastructure, not oil and gas production, but electricity production. We went backwards on that for 4 years. Electricity prices went up massively during the Biden administration without any meaningful growth in production capacity. We need to go the other direction now. We got to add a lot of production capacity, stop the rise of prices, and ultimately bring electricity prices back down. It's a challenge, but the Trump administration is up for the challenge.
Yeah, 30% increase in electricity inflation during the 4 years of the Joe Biden, John Tester regime. 30% electricity inflation all across the country. And then, of course, the challenge is if you're an elected member of the Public Service Commission here in Montana, what do you do? You know, the inflation and the over-reliance on, the green energy scam is responsible for this dramatic rise in electricity prices. And then a company might move forward with a rate increase request, and you don't want to just green light it. You want to, run it through the ringer. But at the same time, if you've got a company that supports Colstrip and supports keeping Colstrip open and is doing what they can to keep Colstrip up and running, you don't want to make a decision that could jeopardize that business and throw us into the hands of one of these left-wing companies based in Oregon or Washington, right? So it's a tough decision, but that's why having Donald J. Trump back in the White House and his team in place is so huge for all of us here in Montana, turning around the Department of Education and much more. In fact, speaking of the Department of Education, we're going to talk more about President Trump's executive order to disband the Department of Education in the next hour.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
I've spent a career explaining to people that the stock market and the economy are two different things, and that the whims of exuberance and panic that wax and wane on Wall Street don't necessarily mean that the economy is doing the same thing, except in early 2025, that is, because this time the contraction in the economy might be just as severe as what major stock indices have been experiencing over the last few weeks. Although we won't get the official word until next month, all the pieces are in place for a sizable negative quarter for GDP, the measure of total economic output. Consumption in particular is nosediving. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Sentiment plunged by 11% this month. Spending is flat and credit card companies are dialing back their projections. None of this is definitive. The job growth in particular is still happening. But the whipsaws of policy changes, and particularly the dizzying announcement of tariffs that factor into prices, have created uncertainty that's causing both consumers and businesses to pause. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.